Incoming transmission.
We are back fresh off the heels of another fantastic episode of Lower Decks. I'm Joe Dove, and with me, as always, the host of Captain's Quadrant, Jason Roy Gaston, and the mighty Battle Cat.
Yes, tonight's Zoomies will be brought to you by Battle Cat. They will commence shortly.
Oh, my goodness. Well done, Battle Cat.
Enjoy.
So you're setting her loose. Here we go.
Yeah, I'm just not even going to fight it anymore. It's going to happen whether I like it or not.
Yeah, true. I know that feeling because Teddy does that sometimes. He just decides, you know, it's 1 a.m. Gonna go out in the patio and just start barking. So the security calls you and says, "What's going on? Your dog's barking."
Well, you've heard Battle Cat before. She just runs through the house, running into things, pulling things off the wall, pulling things off the desk.
She's a menace.
She's an absolute menace, and I love her. Society.
Yes, fantastic. Because she matches your energy. She takes that sass that you have and
destructive and sarcastic. Yes, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, I know.
Totally agree.
Perfect fit. Perfect fit. It's like fingers, you know?
Yes.
Well, we're here to talk about the wonderful episode of Lower Decks called Caves, as you saw from the thumbnail. And we're going to read the synopsis. Well, you're going to read the synopsis.
I'm going to read the synopsis.
You do it so well.
Thank you. Yeah. The Lower Deckers go on a classic cave mission.
Indeed they do.
Hubba hubba.
Hubba hubba. All right, well, let's check out that first contact.
Thanks.
I should add a fart back.
Yes, it seems only polite. Maybe they think it's part of a human greeting. The Vulcans just tank up on Plomeek soup and cabbage, ready to go down to Earth, and all the humans are just like, "Oh my god, they are stinky damn people! What the hell? What is with them?
What are they?"
It is tradition. We do not understand it, but they greet each other with flatulence.
So fitting.
And they would be good at it too.
Oh yeah,
they'd be like twice as pungent as a human.
Right.
Yeah,
they've got twice the strength and twice the anal muscles.
Absolutely. So
really shoot it out there. You know? orbital farts. It goes right in the stratosphere.
It's only logical.
It's only logical that we best your farts. I bet you
Sarek had some that would peel paint.
Oh man. If you're watching for the first time, we normally don't talk about farts too much after that.
Liar.
I don't know.
You dang dirty liar.
Liar.
It's usually poop related.
Yeah. A lot of the, we'll be doing stupid Star Trek questions when we go back to the Agony booth, and I'm sure we're going to get more poop questions because that seems to be the number one thing on everyone's mind.
I'm certain of it. See, this is how you get viewers, is you talk farts and poops.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, the average Star Trek fan is a 12-year-old at heart. If Shades of Grey would have had Riker soil himself at one point, it would be a 10 on IMDb.
The missed opportunity they had.
Exactly. MIST, the missed opportunity.
Oh, ouch. It'll be on the week, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so Jace, what's your first contact? What did you think overall?
I didn't like it.
Oh, really?
I did not like it. And I hate this because I think that there have been two episodes of Lower Decks that I have just plain not liked, and they've been back to back in this season. Because I did not like last week's, and I didn't like this week's either. And I thought, well, maybe I watch it early in the morning because I don't want anybody to spoil it, because, you know, people on TikTok and YouTube and Instagram be spoiling out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd watch it early in the morning. I watched it, went through the whole day, and then I thought, well, I'll watch it again just to make sure I'm just not in a mood. And I was not in a mood. I just did not like it.
Wow. Ouch. For me, it was like really a cave episode. Okay. And then I'm like, okay, you guys only have two more episodes after this one. So you have a big bad that we know nothing about still, and there's no further clues at all. Like, that's my pros and cons. So let's hop into that.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yes.
Sometimes it is. This one, maybe shit. I didn't hate it. I didn't have the detest and disdain that you hated for this.
I don't have detest or disdain. I just didn't like it.
Okay. Okay. So we're on the same level. I didn't hate it, but it was just okay. It was cute. My big pro was the aging filament that was in the one cave. When they got closer to it, I thought it was funny that they then aged significantly. And then the poor guy with the cracked leg got cracked even more. It was like, oh no.
Yeah, not Boimler.
Not yeah. It wasn't just me. Like, I was like, is this whole crew like some type of inverted? Because like
Delta Shift is inverted. Yeah, they are, because you have the Mariner character, you have the dude with the eye patch, that's Rutherford. And then you have not Boimler in the back. The only one they don't have is Attendee, but she might not have been in this episode.
Yeah.
Rutherford.
Mm-hmm.
And then
go ahead.
That's weird. I could hear myself echoed back at myself.
Oh.
I was thinking, who is talking in that? Wait, that's me. That's my Delta Shift persona.
Yeah, it came out.
Wow.
With the cats. But I found it interesting that they not only are reflective of each other, but they the one guy even has the eye patch instead of like the Dominion thing. I thought that was hilarious. But have we seen them before?
We have seen them before, very briefly in a couple of episodes. Yes.
Oh.
Okay, the one episode where they were trying to compete for the room.
Mm.
And then there was another episode where they were talking crap to Delta Shift, and it was basically the same people.
Oh,
that's where the gag first started. Which is a good gag. I like the gag.
Yeah, it's a fun gag.
Yeah, they hate the team that is basically them.
So not Boimler is what killed me with his broken leg. And then as he was aging, the leg fell off. That gag I liked. I thought that was
the leg healing wrong was what got me.
Oh, really?
Oh my god, it's healing wrong. Oh, it feels like my leg's in knots.
Oh,
terrible.
But the rest of the episode was just like, all right, what's the point? Because there wasn't any stakes. We've got no resolution to a lot of the. We have no resolution to a lot of the situations that's going on with this mysterious ship that apparently is not killing anybody. But, you know, I just feel like we've only got two left. And if we're going to wrap everything up, hopefully a doubleheader, hopefully to be continued next week to really make this big bag really worth it. Because we've had so many theories. And since none of them fell through, it's kind of like, okay, whatever it is, it's got to be amazing. But if it's Packlets,
it's going to be the Packlets. I swear it's going to be the Packlets.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right. So, Jace, your pros and cons.
Okay. Well, I'll start with my pros because it's kind of a short list. It's good to see the gang back together again because they really haven't been together a whole lot this season since they all got promoted. So to have all four of them on a mission to see that chemistry together was fun because these voice actors do have great chemistry together. Mm-hmm. Some of the humor was great. Any episode that features Dr. Tiana, even for just a little bit, is great, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I just got this feeling of warmth and wholesomeness with a couple of the segments, particularly the one where they were all trapped in the turbo lift. It was just nice to see them just having fun and enjoying each other. I think it's a portent. I think that it's an omen. I think something bad is about to happen.
Really?
I just get this feeling like, well, okay, put them all back together, show them happy right before the season finale.
We'll get into when we fire at will, we'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll do that. My cons is that, as you said, it was no stakes. It struck me as a clip show. A clip show with episodes we hadn't seen yet. A clip show with episode ideas that weren't quite good to turn into entire episodes.
Right.
I found them all kind of unsurprising. The whole man having a baby, a cave that makes you old, being trapped in an elevator. It's just stuff we've seen before. And we knew all of it was going to work out just fine because they're there telling the story in the first place.
Yeah.
And in this episode, two times a non-sentient creature suddenly gains sentience and talks to them. Twice. The monster at the pool.
Yeah, well, he used his tricorder to...
But still, and then the fungus, it's like, oh, I can actually talk. What a convenient story trope.
What, you don't like a good Trek trope on Lower Decks?
Not really, no. Aww. Not really. I don't know. It's just underwhelming. I was not sufficiently whelmed by this episode. I just found it kind of, it was nice character moments, but the story department was not firing on all cylinders, and I don't know what's going on with last week's episode and this week's episode, but I certainly hope that's not a portent. I hope it was just a couple of weak episodes or before the strike or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like, is this result of possible strike looming at the time?
I don't know.
Oh my God, what are we going to do? How are we going to get food?
We have five minutes to write an episode. Okay, let's... Rutherford gets pregnant by Tiana.
There we go.
Honestly, I could have seen that one turned into an episode, though.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. Like, the monster, the alien that I'm not familiar with. Was she mentioned on the show before? I don't recall seeing her at all.
Which alien? The one?
Impregnated him?
I don't think so.
No,
unless it was... I don't think it was that species from Enterprise, was it?
What, the cogenitor species?
No, the one from the one where Trip gets pregnant. It wasn't that same species, was
Oh,
it?
Was it? Maybe.
Because they had to dip their hands in crystals before Trip got knocked up. I don't know.
Right, but she put her hand in that pond, so maybe. Yeah,
so I don't know, maybe. I'll have to look it up. I'm good with starships, not so good with aliens.
Oh, that's okay. There's a lot of aliens to go through.
There's a lot of aliens. And
very lot of
Lower Deck does a lot of deep cuts, which I really appreciate.
Yeah, I do too. It's just hard to keep up with all of it because... Got 700 episodes of Star Trek to which episode?
That's what Sean Farrick and Citation Observations are there for, but they're not getting their episodes out before we do, which is annoying, Sean. I rely on you to make me look smart.
Yeah, we rely on you to make him look smart.
Yeah.
One of the things that I really like is how angry Mariner got with the cave, and I felt like the cave was reacting to her every time that she got angry. So like part of me thought maybe this was going to be the end of her getting angry all the time. Maybe she's going to get a lesson and, oh wow, maybe if I don't jump into everything with anger, we will get through a lot of things easier. And I thought like the mold was going to recede when she calmed down, and it's like,
you know, quite honestly, that's another con of mine. Even though I'm tired of Mariner being the whiny crew member, the whole story just seems to drop for no reason, only to be picked up episodes later when you think she's over it.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. I did notice that the shape-shifting species was voiced by the captain.
Yes, they really weren't hiding that very well, were they?
No, I thought she was going to at least try to hide her voice. Like that. It's like me becoming a voice actor.
And that is an animated series, Alien, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's from the 70s animated series. Wow. I can't remember the name. Can't remember the name of the species, but they are from the original series.
Look at that. Where's Geek Filter when you need him?
I don't know.
Yeah. Aaron? Aaron, where are you?
Aaron!
Are you in
if
the
we
chat?
Say his name three times, he will appear. Aaron.
Oh, let me check the chat. No. Somebody... We got plenty of chats, and we'll get into those in the fire at will. But... Aaron didn't show up. It didn't work.
must have been something you did.
Not me. I know he's doing his own podcast again.
Yes, I heard. I'm going to go listen to that because Aaron's awesome.
Yeah, he's an awesome dude. And oh, we're flashing the glass.
Yes, yeah. I don't know why.
Because it looks cool. And
it does look cool.
And it works well for you.
Yes, it does.
But to me, I think one of the things that I did enjoy besides that species was the end of everybody getting together, just having a couple of drinks, them just enjoying their camaraderie, her look back at to being excruciatingly drunk the first time because Mariner played a hijinks and switched the synth ale with regular ale and people got completely twisted. And those are the type of things you do when you first make friends. I remember the drunkest I've ever been was when I made friends with this guy named John, and I got so drunk I started writing things on my forehead. So, you know, we've all been there. I understand it. It makes a lot of sense.
I actually don't drink.
Really?
No, ever? I don't. I mean, I'm not going to lie and say I never drank, but like I think the last time I drank was about 6 or 7 years ago, maybe even longer.
Wow.
I know. I'm such a prude.
No, it's not a prude. It's just impressive.
Yeah.
Like I just bought a bottle of Canard actually, but
I'm just super cheap and very antisocial.
Yeah. Yeah. Alcohol is very expensive, especially in the East Coast where I am, where it's like, oh, I'd like that bottle of wine. Great. $175.
It's the demand because you're living on the East Coast.
Yeah, that's true. We're going to need
in New Jersey.
We're going to need that beer. We're going to need as much as possible. I mean, you figure the alcohol will kind of make you forget about the, you know, radiation that's emitting from the streets.
Well, yeah. You know.
That's usually how it works for me.
It makes you forget for a little bit till you walk outside and go, oh, God, I'm in New Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't deny that. I mean, no discourse to my fellow Jerseyites. I just grew up in New York and, you know, we had a street sweeper every week. Kind of made the street nice and clean. You guys should do that. Hire those people.
you know, the rain comes along every few weeks or months. It'll take care of it. It's fine. Yeah.
Well, the rain's so heavy that that's kind of true. It washes everything away. So,
rain that Rorschach was talking about in Watchmen.
Definitely.
It'll take a monsoon to clean these streaks.
Well, we're there. One of the things that I was kind of hoping for that we didn't get, besides, of course, the mystery alien that's been going around crazy, was any more Ferengi connections, because we had such a deep cut a couple of weeks ago with the Foranginar visit. I thought for sure there would probably be another like surprise visit from the Ferengi at least, but you know, I think it's time to fire at will to talk.
Let's do that. Yes.
More about what's been going on there.
Fire at will.
Yes,
it's amazing. I love it.
Yeah, these wonderful things are brought to you by our very own Commander Jace, the founding members of the Captain Quadrant. And if you need your amazing podcast visuals to be amazing and stratosphere like be sure to contact him and hire him. He's worth it, every penny.
Speaking of an alcoholic, my God,
what,
you know?
I don't know what.
No, okay. Then you don't know. Never mind.
Okay.
I thought we told everyone. Never mind. Sorry, Jace. He's not an alcoholic.
All right. Let's say hello to our friends in the chat. We love having everybody here. Hello, my friends in the Captain Goodwill here. I hope you're having an amazing session. I will, of course, be watching when I wake up. Much love from your number one UK fan.
Oh, right back at you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be surprising. Well, not surprising, but I'll be a guest tomorrow on the wonderful USS Adequate on their Star Trek show. We've got Cosmic Mom. She's
Moopsie.
She's Moopsie. Never forgetting that. And Cosmic Mom just got a brand new phone on my birthday, no less.
All right.
You're
such a good son.
I know. I try. It's hard. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's the patience that I have. Yes. Incredible. I spent 65 years on Earth not thinking about Vulcan's buttock muscles.
Okay, so you're telling me you didn't watch Ethan Peck walk by and not think of Vulcan butt muscles?
Yeah, come on, Ma. It's all right. We're friends here.
Yeah.
And yet we are discussing fart knockers. Yes.
Yes.
And then our buddy Commander Jace. Don't trust that cat. She booted Jason off live yesterday.
She did.
Yes.
She did. She booted me right off the show, and I'm kind of proud of her. I'm not even going to lie.
I'm not going to lie. I'm proud of her. And then our good buddy, Ernesto, the chief, who will
Delta shift.
You can't believe you chatted with him. That's our thing. That was a good point.
That was good.
We never saw the eye patch guy, though.
Did we not? Wow. I have to go back and look.
Yes.
I believe you. I just have to go back and look because I don't. My memory thingy ain't working too well. Vulcan fart knocker.
Yeah, there he is. Eye patch.
Did we see him without the eye patch? Because honestly, he doesn't look that familiar now that I'm looking at him.
No, he doesn't look familiar at all.
No.
Mm-mm. Who knows? Who knows? The axing animation was great. Yes, it was.
Axing animation. What was the axing animation?
I think he is. Ernesto, what are you referring to as the axing animation? Get that too. I believe he's talking about the other alien species.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Total meh for this episode. Great concept, but just didn't work.
See, I don't even think the concept was that good. Like I said, it was a clip show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If they wanted to do an adventure with all four of them, great. Give them an adventure. Don't put them in a cave. And it's funny because they're in a cave and caves suck.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Like, I remember my least favorite Star Trek movie was in a cave. Remember he and the one woman?
Insurrection?
Yes.
Yeah. Ugh. They got a lot of miles over those cave sets, that's for sure.
That's for sure, man. Yeah. So what do we do? I don't know. Good day, Ernesto. Good day, Jace. Let's see. Ernesto says, that was the whole point of the episode, reminding them that they are family. Good point.
Yeah, great. Send them on an adventure where they remember their family. Come on, don't make them reminisce in a cave.
Yeah, everybody poops.
They do.
And we'll be seeing a lot more of that when stupid Star Trek questions return to the Agony Booth. It's a clip show with clips we never saw. Yeah, so they're all brand new clips that were never animated before.
I don't know if you remember the old Clerks animated TV show.
Yes,
but the second episode of that show was a clip show. And it was clips to the first episode.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. Just that whole, you know, turning the whole concept on its head kind of thing. But yeah, I think these are clips of episode ideas that just never flew in the writer's room.
Gotcha. Lower Decks hasn't been canceled yet, has it? No, it has not.
No, we got a season 5 on the way.
Yes, they announced it at Comic-Con that I was at, and I will share photos with you guys shortly. But yeah, that was the big announcement.
Still watch the show and still support it because we want a season 6.
Yes, that's right. Coming full force. Yep. Fire at will.
500 episodes in a movie, Morty.
Yeah, exactly. Let your friends know. And while you're doing that, let your friends know about us. We are slowly growing. Actually, growing quite well. We're at 561. We jumped up 11 subscribers since I had asked you guys to be sure you subscribe. So I'm hitting that subscribe key to remind you to subscribe. And you can always see it scrolling behind me there. Subscribe to Cat Quadrant.
We are growing. We are brewing like a logical Vulcan fart.
Indeed, indeed.
Do you think that they have a ceremony for that kind of stuff? Because they have a ceremony for everything. Do they have a ceremony like right before they go to the bathroom, like to pring my wife? I must go make in the restroom. Make it a good one, husband.
It could be.
I will sculpt something massive, my wife.
Oh my god. Oh, wow. There's going to be a lot of logs.
Spock, did you wash your hands as custom and tradition dictate? I did not, as it never penetrated the toilet paper.
Oh, boy.
And to do so would be a waste of water and ship's resources. Your thinking is logical.
Wow, we've got a whole episode here with one man.
Yes.
Chase.
That's from my one-man show, Vulcan Poop.
Vulcan Poop, our new great show. Ernesto says none of the aliens were brought up before. I think
the shape-shifting aliens were from the animated series,
right?
Yes, so. But as for the other ones, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not unless it is from the Enterprise episode, but I don't think it was because they don't even look the same.
Mm. Ernesto, I'm just going to mention that there might. Do you have a TV on, Jace?
No, I don't.
Hmm.
I don't know what's causing the echo, but it makes me sound very cool.
Yeah, he sounds like an alien overlord with that echo.
I wonder if I fiddle with something. How's that? Any better?
No, it got worse.
How's that?
That's fine.
That's good? Okay.
That's good. Yeah.
All right. We'll leave it there then.
We'll leave it there. All right. I'm sure it was probably a great idea in the writer's room, but it just missed the mark. It's true.
Was it, though? Was it though? Like, let's put them all in a cave because caves are stupid.
I think I think this was one of those like, oh man, the writer's strike is really coming. We should wrap this up before we have nothing type of thing. I'm going to lean on that for sure. Nah, this would have been written months ago, way before the strike. Oh, he just shot me down right there. It's just average writing. Yeah, I guess they were bored that day. Alcoholics go to meetings. Yeah. The rest of us are drunks.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yes. It's the difference between a professional drinker and a freelance drinker, I suppose.
Right, exactly. I want to see Lower Decks surpass The Simpsons. That would be amazing.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
At least not in my lifetime. I would love for it to, but I just don't see it happening. Speaking of The Simpsons.
Are they still watching?
Yeah, I watched The Simpsons for the first time in about 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And they had an episode so good that it made me cry.
Really?
It was all about Marge coming to terms with the fact that her children are growing up.
They finally had Simpsons grow up, the kids?
No, it's just another one of those things. Bart is about to graduate fourth grade for the 19th time in the series history. And she just has this existential crisis about her children growing up. And it was so well written and acted. And it honestly made me tear up, because I think anybody who's a parent would tear up at the show. So I got to give kudos to The Simpsons. I was very, very pleased to see quality back in the show.
Wow.
So I'm actually going to be watching it now.
Oh, there you go.
I hope it keeps up.
Amazing. Amazing. I haven't seen The Simpsons, but I did go to Comic-Con. Yes, that's right, my friends. Before we get into those Comic-Con little bits, I do want to share with you our very special quick sponsor. He made these wonderful badges. Yes, it's on your shoulder.
Yes.
Yes.
I put it in a weird spot because I have to be cool and different.
Yes. Yes. Why go on my heart when I can go above my shoulder? And that is Chamel Corporation. We want to thank him. He's a 3D printer. And he scored these out so that I actually got to wear mine at Comic-Con. And it was really cool. Nobody stole it. And that made me happy because there was so many people this year at Comic-Con. You could barely hear me. If you go and watch the Comic-Con video, you're wondering, is that Joe? I can't hear him.
I have to show my favorite part of this because I don't think people realize how well these things are put together. Look at this. Hold on. Oh my gosh.
Exactly.
And that's not just one. That's not just one magnet. That's two magnets. Mm-hmm. And this is higher quality than some of the officially sanctioned merchandise.
Yeah, I agree. He does a fantastic work. Yes. He's a good friend.
Yeah. I get nothing out of that. I just got the badge, and even, you know, Joe sent it to me. He's like, here, have a badge. I was like, cool. And then I was like, wow, this is awesome. I love it.
And there's something on the back on yours, if I'm...
Oh, yes, yes. It has my social security number, which I don't know how you got it.
Yeah.
No, there we go. It's just in case I'm ever killed in the Delta Quadrant. There we go. Hold on. There we go. Yeah.
Yes.
Look at that. That is my name.
That is your name.
So that way, whenever you find my skeleton somewhere going, oh, it's that guy who used to be on TikTok. I always wondered what happened to him. I just thought he got banned.
Captain Squad. All right, so this past weekend, I had the pleasure of accompanying Teddy and his handler at Comic-Con this year, and it was a lot of fun, and I'm going to share with you some of the photos. You guys can see the full video where I asked the question, how often do you think of the Romulan Empire? That is a very popular question about how often do men think of the Roman Empire, and I've had a little fun wordplay.
I think of men in togas all the time.
There you go.
Purely for a fashion sense, though.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Totally fashion sense. Mm-hmm. Totally. So one of the things right at the end of Comic-Con, because we went the last day, apparently all the Star Trek stuff was Saturday. But we made it Sunday. And they had the Star Trek booth that we were looking for the whole time. We finally found it at 4:30 when they were closing up, but they had a lot of neat things and
so stellar planning there, Joe. Absolutely in awe of your planning.
Yeah, it was a big place, man. They like doubled the size from the last time I was there. So, and there was all these people. It was hard to move my, you know, very luscious body through all of the crowd.
I would I would prefer if I never have to think about the flavor of your body again. That would be nice of you.
It's just the shape. But one of the really cool things is at the Star Trek booth, they had no actors. They had no things to sell you. But they did show you the new video game that's out with the amazing Kid Cudi. I believe he's a rapper. And yes.
I believe he is an entertainer of some variety that the younger people may know something about.
Yes, they may enjoy his works. And they had a whole video with him. We have a little clip of that in the New York Comic Con video. It was so loud. It was so hard to hear me. So I apologize for that. And one of the things that I'm going to be getting is this really neat Star Trek jacket.
It's pretty.
It's very pretty. I absolutely love purple. So it was like they made it for me. So I will pick that up. That is the old school letter jacket, the varsity type style.
With the Gold Key Comics illustration, yeah. Which I think is very nice.
Isn't that nice? I think Geek Filter will be very happy about that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And of course, we had the regular tee, but they had a lot like an old serial type of
It looks like a 1940s pulp science fiction book.
Yeah, it's very cool. It was one of the highlights there. And of course, the shirt that I saw it and I was like, that's Jason Roy Gaston.
Yeah, that is a me shirt right there. Are they going to be selling those? Or
they are. They're selling all of these. You can buy them for exuberant prices.
Oh, I'm sure they are exuberant. But you know what? They look like they're worth every single penny.
For sure. For sure. And the first one that we showed was a rug. So you can buy the rug. And then, of course, you can cut the rug. Here's the rug again. Da-da-da. And then, of course, we were joined by the amazing Captain Teddy, who had brought his handler and myself.
Why does he look like he's judging me right now?
I don't like the way you're petting me.
You mean you operate your starship on a 3-shift rotation? It needs to be 4. Yeah. 4-shift rotation.
Oh, my goodness. How could you? He's like very judgy looking at that photo. So yeah, Lower Decks, what are we thinking? We only got 2 episodes left. We have a big mystery box villain that we know absolutely nothing about. There's been no clues except for you that believe that it's the Packlets. And you're leaning on that 100%.
I'm really thinking I'm gonna be disappointed if it is, but I really think it's gonna be the Packlets.
I'm gonna go with the Breen. I'm gonna go back to the Breen. I think the Breen.
I don't know why you keep thinking.
It's I like the Breen. They're fun. They're
of
really
course cool. I can't judge because I'm the one who keeps set. I'm the one who keeps saying butt bugs, but right. I just don't understand why you think it's Breen.
Because we haven't seen the Breen in a while, and
we haven't seen butt bugs in a while either.
Yeah, but it's true. They were on Lower Decks. That's right. I forgot about that. Well, I mean, I don't know. I love the Breen. I love the ship design. I love the design of the alien.
They are showing up in the massive battle at the beginning of every episode.
So I'm thinking.
But then again, so's the whale probe, and I don't know. I kind of thought earlier the whale probe might be involved somehow.
No, I don't know about that.
Probably not. I'm still saying it's going to be Packlets.
Oh man, no, I'm gonna lean with the Breen. Lean with the Breen. Woo!
Lean with the Breen.
Lean with
Breen. 2024.
Yeah, lean with the Breen. I'm gonna go with Breen, and I'm gonna say that they, you know, since we had this whole debacle with the fall of the Dominion that they quickly joined for a time, I'm thinking they're making new alliances in the Alpha Quadrant, and I think it would be hilarious if they decided to go with the Ferengi, and that's why that Ferengi in the earlier episode knew about the ship that was coming through.
Could very well be.
So that's my theory, and I'm sticking with it.
Go for it. It's fine.
All right. So hopefully that will be the case. We have 2 episodes left. I'm really hoping that either one of those scenarios is what's going on.
Yeah.
But well,
I just hope we get our Ventrexia holodeck movie episode, because that's always a highlight of the season.
Right. Yeah.
And if that doesn't happen this year, I'm really going to be very upset.
Are you going to write a speech?
I will. Write a strongly worded letter.
There we go. That's always a way to get them out there. I also believe that we are in for treats coming, because as we know, Prodigy was saved.
Yes.
And there's a new trending topic for Star Trek on the old internets, for Twitters and Instagrams alike. And that's Star Trek Legacy.
Yes, we believe it needs to happen.
And we, I'm just going to throw this up really quick before I get into my comment there. I will be so annoyed if it's a packlist.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. It would be quite frustrating if it's the Packlets. But I believe we can work together, and the fandom, as they brought back Prodigy, can make Star Trek Legacy a thing, an actual show headlined by Terry Metalis. And we would have an amazing time talking about that every week. Well, once it comes into fruition. So fandom,
even if they make feature films out of it.
Yeah, give us that something. Would be fun. Yeah. I know.
You know, like a movie every couple of years.
Yeah, because Patrick Stewart. Yeah. Yeah. Patrick Stewart said he wanted to do one last TNG movie. As long as he's not involved too much, just an actor in it, that'd be fine. We could, I'm going to
say a blasphemy here.
Uh-oh.
We don't need no more.
We're good.
Picard season 3, whether you loved it or thought it was derivative and nostalgia bait, to me was the perfect ending for that crew. I wouldn't mind seeing one or two of them come back every once in a while, you know, Commodore LaForge, or, you know, even the further adventures of Human Data, I would love to see. But as for the crew, I think their time is done. Mm. And I think that they just need to go out on top. So please don't, unless you have an absolutely phenomenal Oscar winning idea that has to be filmed. Don't do it. Just don't. Mm. Patrick Stewart, I love you. I love you so much. You have gifted us so much over the last 35 years. Please don't. Please don't. Unless it's a great idea and everyone agrees it's a great idea and they're not just kissing your butt, don't.
Mm. Oh, there it is. You heard it from please don't. Casting himself. Don't.
Please don't.
But we're also, so one of the things at Comic-Con was the big Paramount banner. And our friend of the pod, Lieutenant Commander Ray, pointed out, hey, they are missing some folks on there. There's no Deep Space Nine there at all. And I noticed there was no Voyager or Enterprise. So it was just like Picard, Mariner. I think it was just Picard, Mariner, and like two other people. It was, oh, they put Michelle Yeoh there. So there, it was like, wow, we really want this Section 31. We know that she's got that Oscar. We want that Oscar fame. So
yeah.
Yeah, they're not sparing any expense on that.
And you know, I want to see Captain Georgiou return again. Michelle Yeoh is amazing. Yeah. But to me, it's so disrespectful. I mean, I think Deep Space Nine is used to getting left out, but leaving out Voyager and Deep Space Nine and most likely Prodigy, which no Paramount problem. Has gotten so bad about leaving Prodigy out of things.
Yeah.
To me, it's insulting.
Yeah.
It's insulting because we love those things.
We do.
And Paramount is basically saying, oh, these things don't matter. They matter to us.
Exactly.
They matter to us.
So it was a while to see. So it was, okay, so it's Jean-Luc Picard,
mm-hmm.
Mariner,
mm-hmm.
Captain Pike, Anson Mount.
Yep.
Captain Burnham, Discovery, and Michelle Yeoh, Section 31.
Well, they're it's a banner with all their current shows, except for Prodigy.
Right.
So,
because yeah, Prodigy again, lives on Netflix.
Maybe Prodigy matters.
It does.
That's our next hashtag. Prodigy
matters. Prodigy matters, yeah. It's going to release in December. You can watch season one all over again. Which
yes, cool. And I actually got all the episodes on physical media because I don't trust Paramount right now. Mm-hmm. After what HBO Max Discovery did with Final Space, which was a fantastic show, and now you can't find it anymore because they got rid of it for a tax write-off, and it was such a rich, beautiful show.
Mm.
Same thing with Infinity Train. I bought up all the physical media because I was certain Paramount was going to do the same thing with Prodigy. So wow. now they're the first Blu-rays that I've bought in years.
Wow.
But I'm going to go back to buying physical media because studios are scum.
Well, yeah, they need to pay their actors. We need to move beyond the holdout here because
pay your writers, damn actors.
Yeah,
pay your actors, pay your writers.
The writers are good, the actors aren't. So let's get that going and let's bring us our fandoms back.
Yes,
and you guys are gonna need some IPs out there pumping up some monies. So
I hate to tell you, you kind of need actors. I know you're holding out because you're thinking, well, we can hold out a few more weeks and teach them a lesson because the writers are writing scripts. Guys, writers are petty.
Yep.
Writers are petty. Can't think of anything right now. If only we had an actor here to bounce ideas off of.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if I was a writer, I'd be petty like that.
Yeah, exactly. Make it so.
Yeah, make it so.
Make it so. All right.
Pay your talent.
Pay your talent. Pay your taxes. Pay your talent.
Yeah.
So the
and stop putting Jared Leto in things. Nobody likes Jared Leto in things.
Oh, but Jared Leto was going to be in Section 31. Come on, you don't like Jared Leto? He's got such pretty eyes and that long hair. Come back. Come back. We still got a minute left. Got to run through my spiels.
You don't even joke about that kind of thing.
Oh my God.
That's like 9/11. You don't joke about Jared Leto and things.
Wow. Jared Leto is like 9/11 tragedy?
Yes, he is. Wow. Did you see Suicide Squad?
Oh, yeah.
They called it that because that's what you wanted to do after you watched the movie.
Oh, man. I mean, he was also in Blade Runner 2049 or something like that.
Shut up.
It's terrible.
Shut up.
Yeah, you don't like Jared Leto.
Okay. I don't like Jared Leto in things.
Well, I'm going to have to throw that poster I was going to send to you away.
Yeah, now. Don't do that because it'll just be used as toilet paper.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
Even then, it will be underwhelming.
Oh, man. Bottom of the barrel, Jared.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Well, that is going to wrap it up for us here in the Captain's Quadrant. To end on a good note, Prodigy lives.
Yes.
# Star Trek Legacy. And we are working.
Hashtag Prodigy Matters.
Prodigy Matters, yes. Hashtag Prodigy Matters. And hashtag Captain's Quadrant. Yeah, hashtag Captain's Quadrant. Make sure you let the people know where to go for fun, laughs, and farts all at one spot. In
I can tell Jared Leto where to go.
Oh, I thought he was the fart.
That's an insult to farts.
Oh, geez. Wow, Jared Leto's bar is just so low.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, we've got a message from the commander. Jared Leto is an Oscar award-winning actor.
Did he win an Oscar?
I think he did, yeah.
Oh, I don't watch the Oscars anyway. They can give those fake statues to whoever they want to. You know what? Jared Leto still sucks.
Oh, man. Ouch.
What did he win an Oscar for? I don't believe you.
No, I think he did.
I don't believe you.
Oh, come on. It's Chase. He wouldn't lie to you.
Jared Leto Oscar.
What did he win for? Use your glasses. He drew a straw. Well, yes, he did win an Oscar. Ladies and gentlemen, Oscar winning poop man himself, Jared Leto. Well, on a good note, we are going to be back next week. We are very excited to announce. Wait. We got good news. Don't put the hand up. We are very excited to announce that one of the Duras sisters will be joining us in the Captain's Quadrant from the Duras Sisters podcast. Ah, so
very nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait for next week to chat with her. She is an amazing person. Oh, wow. So he won an Oscar for playing.
Yes. Trans. Yes, I know.
That's amazing.
I know. Dallas Buyers Club. I just read it. Thank you. I know.
Oh, okay.
Amazing. He still sucks.
So we're very excited to have her, and we're going to have one special guest at the end. And guess what, guys? This is really cool. We are only 6 episodes away from 100 Captain's Quadrant episodes. Can you believe it?
Yes.
I wrote you into this for 100 episodes.
This episode has felt like 15. So yes, yes, I totally believe it.
I remind myself not to mention Jared Leto ever again. Okay.
Please, please don't.
All right. I won't. I promise. Scout's honor. So that's going to wrap it up for this wondrous edition of the Captain's Quadrant. We've got so much fun coming at you. We're going to have special guests for the 100th, but we're going to hold on to that for now. And we are going to have a blast once we get to 100 and beyond. So until next week, I'm Joe Dove. That's Jason Roy Gaston. And before you go, be sure to check out Jason Roy Gaston on the Jason Roy Gaston channel. I feel like I say your name a lot.
A Jared Leto free YouTube channel.
It's Utopia. There's no Jared Leto. It is just Jason and his furry friends. Yes,
Jason and all of my pets. They love it when you scratch under their chins.
Yeah, yeah.
They have to get to know you, because if you walk in and they don't know you, they're just going to hiss at you and run under the bed.
Oh boy!
I haven't gotten Jay's out from underneath the bed in almost 3 days.
Oh my goodness! Yes. Of course. Speaking of Jace, we want to make sure you go check out Jace and that very Slick Rick himself talking about movie and streaming news every Friday night at 6:30 p.m. in America. And of course, Saturday, 9 a.m. in Australia.
I like that they put I like that it's two Australians and they put the United States time first, because they know where they know yeah. their place.
Yeah, they know their audience. You know what I mean? As I watch it.
Yeah, their entire audience is Americans going, listen to their funny voices.
They don't speak right.
they're like that crocodile guy on the TV.
Yeah. Are they going to go put a shrimp on the Barbie? And of course, we have the wonderful interview with Ray Tesei from Star Trek The Neutral Zone. Check out that wonderful video. He's a great guy, a lot of cool stuff. You're going to want to go to Georgia, as we will too. And our friends, the Sci-Fi Queens, will be live tomorrow night, so be sure to check them out. And that's going to wrap it up. And you can catch me on To Be Seen. We're going to be talking all things horror movies. We saw the worst horror movie in history. That's The Exorcist, The Beginning. So we crap
Is it that. Really that bad?
It was awful.
I must see it.
Oh, man. You're going to want your money back. I want my time back.
I sat through the entirety of Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Oh, wow. Poor man.
And I will watch this. I'll probably watch it on streaming, though, because it'll probably be on HBO Max like next week.
Yeah, probably. It was so bad. I'm surprised. But it was number one at the box office. And then it like held on for like number two. So I don't know what's wrong with people anymore. I know what's wrong with people. Leto 2024.
The same people who do stuff like that and think it's funny. I don't know. Worst actor ever 2024. Oh, yeah, sorry. We already elected the worst actor ever.
He was... Yeah, that's true. But apparently you can't rub his belly because he does bite.
Yeah.
Buddy Jason.
Yeah. It's playful though. It's not aggressive. It's just a play behavior.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. And we have a brand new Doctor Who show on To Be Seen, so be sure to check out the console room very soon. So I am going to say goodnight. The cats are going to say goodnight. Jason Roy Gaston is going to say goodnight, and we'll see you next week. Vulcan.